I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've been giving you weekly updates on any rumours or whatever we see around articles from content creators, whatever it might be, about any updates on teams and their makeup as they stand. So I thought I'd just do another little run through and go through a couple of things that have been floating around this week. We'll start with the Dolphins, and of course a new look team there. I was about to say up at Redcliffe, a new look team up there in Wayne Bennett country, and we did get an announcement last week. He sort of said that he knew what his forward pack would look like. We sort of mentioned that in the last episode. It looks like the fullback will be Hamiso with Tessie New arriving. I was a little bit worried that he might win that one jersey, to be honest with you. I still think there's a world where he could eventually, but Wayne came out with some pretty glowing comments about Hamiso and about just how talented he is. Obviously, the speed he's got is just like no one else, essentially. So, Hamiso, he will land in the fullback jersey. Wayne Bennett's boy, Anthony Milford, will be in the six. Sean O'Sullivan, a journeyman that's been to a number of clubs, landed at the Penrith Panthers last year, did really well. I remember watching Sean when he was playing for the Roosters years ago. I know that Wayne has always really liked Sean O'Sullivan, and I think SOS is one of those guys that, I think as casual fans, he sort of reminds me a little bit of Sam Williams to some extent. I probably wouldn't put him on that level, but Sean O'Sullivan has got a brilliant, brilliant footy mind. I think one day he could go into coaching and be very, very successful. Obviously, good pedigree. His old man, Peter O'Sullivan, who we've had on the podcast, has been one of the greatest recruitment managers of all time, essentially. So that's the other thing that it will be interesting. The Dolphins, the young guys that they bring up off the back of Happing. You got SOS at halfback, but you got POS in the recruitment chair. So be interesting to see how that plays out. But Sean O'Sullivan looks like he will be playing seven. It looks like Jeremy Marshall-King, he will start in the nine, which is no shock to anyone. I would suggest that JMK probably won't be an 80-minute hooker because Wayne Bennett did say that one of his other boys, Cody Nikorima, would be in the side somewhere. If that's how they're lining up, you would have to assume that means that Cody Nikorima will be in the 14. So as it looks like at the moment, as we said all preseason, I don't think Isaiah Katoa will be in this side to start unless there is injuries or unless he absolutely brains it in the trials. But I still kind of think no matter how well he goes in the trials, I think Wayne will go for your experienced guys in Nikorima, Anthony Milford and Sean O'Sullivan to start them to kick the new franchise off. The other one that came out was Ewan Aitken. We had a little clip of him through Dolphins media. It looks like he will be playing right centre. I didn't think he would, so I have to wear that one as wrong. It looks like Ewan Aitken, he'll line up at right centre. So it could open up a spot on the bench for a couple of forwards or a forward at least. I think it's going to be a pretty weak bench. It's going to be interesting. At the moment, you're looking at Nikorima, you're looking at Ray Stone. So they're going to have to bring some big bodies onto that bench. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. But yeah, Ewan Aitken at right centre, which probably means that Tessie New, I would assume that he'd probably be at left centre, which will be interesting. That means that probably Branko Lee, he probably misses out. And also our boy Tafare, he probably misses out for round one. But we'll see how it plays out in the trials. Obviously, Tessie new. I was about to say he's new to the club. Everyone's new to the club. But I would lean towards it. Tessie new. He will land in the side somewhere. But one thing confirmed, Aiken, he will be out in the centres. So that will leave Felice Kaufusi and Kenny Bromwich in the back row. When you have a look at the makeup of the bench at the moment, Cody Nikorima and Ray Stone, you would have to assume. Neither of those guys you would put out on the edge to sub Bromwich or Felice Kaufusi. So you might see those guys playing pretty big minutes at their age. That will be a big test. So the Dolphins, that's what we have right now. The Gold Coast Titans, we had the announcements the other day from Peter Bedell that he's got the mail of how they will line up. Tanner Boyd at 7, Kieran Foran at 6, AJ Brimson at 1 with Campbell coming off the bench. Look, the coach has since come out and said that nothing is set in stone and everything. Look, I'll be honest with you. I tend to think that Peter Bedell is probably on the money. I think that's how they will line up. I'm still hearing that's how they will line up. I think that the coach probably wanted to avoid what happened last year when he copped a bit of shit for that when he played. He said Aaron Clark's our 9 in December or something. It obviously didn't work out. He was never a 9. It was evident from the very start. But I think because he said it so early, he probably had to back it in. So I think that behind closed doors, the Titans have decided on their spine, which I don't have a huge issue with. As I said a couple of weeks ago, I think some of their decisions and when they make them is a little bit odd. But he's come out and said that it's all unconfirmed and whatnot, but I'm pretty sure you will still see Tanner Boyd on the right-hand side with their massive juggernaut, David Fifita. Looks like Calum Piera is just about locked in a wing spot there, so super, super exciting. If you go to the Queensland Cup Rugby League page, you'll be able to see some highlights of Calum Piera. He is lightning quick. Reminds me a little bit of Xavier Savage, how he moves, similar speed as well. So there's your Titans news. Let's have a look at the Melbourne Storm. Now, it doesn't sound like Pappy. He will be back anytime soon. It doesn't sound overly positive. I'd be very, very surprised if we see Pappy back in the first month. We'll wait for more updates. I'm obviously taking a very uneducated guess at when he will come back, but I just think by the wording the Melbourne Storm are using, it's not overly positive as it stands right now. So it looks like Cam Munster, he will stay at 6. We were hoping he'd get moved to 1. We might see it at some point throughout the year, but it looks like Cam Munster, he will start in the 6 jersey. It looks like Nick Meaney has won the race to the fullback jersey, according to the rumours that are coming out. So Nick Meaney at fullback, he'll be an interesting one for Supercoach. Pretty expensive, though, to be honest with you, and I don't think he's as good as what people want to tell me. But Nick Meaney, he will be in the 1. As far as the back row goes, it is not clearer at all. I spoke to someone within the Melbourne Storm during the week. They told me that they're not sure either, that it will come down to trials and their form in their trials, their 2 games. But he said that Trent Loiru, who's been there for a couple of years now, I always struggle to pronounce his last name, so I apologize for that. But they reckon that he is going great guns. He is looking huge. And he's probably one to keep an eye on in the back row, I think. So still got Tarek Sims, still got Eli Katoa, Tommy Eisenhuth, all these sort of guys. But as per with the Melbourne Storm, everything is kept pretty hush-hush. So we'll see in the trials how they line up. The Cronulla Sharks had some quotes the other day from Wade Graham talking about how their team will line up and whatnot. He did mention Teague Wilton was going really good, and if the team was picked today, he would probably be starting in the back row, which great news. I'm not taking that as gospel by any means. Obviously, Wade Graham's the skipper and whatnot. I wouldn't be surprised if he's just talking up a teammate there. I would have Teague Wilton as my starting left edge back row. There's no doubt about it, but I think when they lose Andrew Fifita, they lose Aiden Tolman. I think that some seniority might come into that a little bit later. But Teague Wilton, he is a big watch on the left edge for the Cronulla Sharks. Obviously, Wade Graham has owned that spot for a very long time. But it looks like Wilton is doing very well, and he could be the guy to land there, which is the direction I would go. But very harsh on Wade Graham, who is a club legend and the current club captain. But I think Wade, he will do whatever is best for the Cronulla Sharks, not what is best for Wade Graham. Over at the Canterbury Bulldogs, we've had rumours the last few weeks that Perham would be playing fullback. Was confirmed the other day, so he will get the first start at fullback. They named the Māori All-Stars the other day. We'll be going through those two sides for the All-Stars. All-Stars and having a look at our best 13s and 18s, 20s, whatever they are that we can make our best team. Hopefully we get to see Hayes Perham in that game have a crack at fullback. I think there are a couple of other guys in that squad that can play in the one jersey, more senior guys as well. So hopefully Hayes gets an opportunity there because I'll be very keen to watch him go around in that game. The Sydney Roosters, we mentioned it the other day, Sualii looks like he is lining up at left centre. If that's how the Roosters line up, come round one or trials or whatever, fantastic. But just wait to see on that with Jackson Paulo over on the right wing. I think we mentioned that last time. I'm hearing that Jake Turpin will take that 14 role, which means that Cheese will play a little bit through the middle, which I think is the best way to use Cheese anyway. But yeah, probably the big news there, Sualii looks like he will play left centre. If he does, that Roosters team is going to be a serious fucking problem. They're already going to be a great team this year, moving him to left centre, making that left edge a strike edge. It will compete with any left edge in rugby league. There is no doubt about that. The West Tigers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We mentioned this last time as well, I believe, but if you have missed it, Isaiah Papali'i, he has been training on the left edge for the West Tigers, so it looks like he will line up there outside of Luke Brooks. I sort of thought he'd be on the right. He has landed on the left. A lot of people are assuming Johnny Bateman will be on the right. As I've said a few times over the last couple of weeks, my mail is that John Bateman's going to play lock, which worries me a little bit considering that John Bateman isn't in the country yet. He's meant to be arriving here over the next couple of days, so fingers crossed John Bateman gets here. If he is playing lock, I don't know, I've got a lot of question marks over it, to be honest with you. He plays a bit of an unorthodox style, so having him in the middle, if he's pinballing around the place, I just worry how it's going to impact the West Tigers' sets and whatnot, especially when you've got halves that probably don't have as much control as you would like of the game. So, interesting how that goes. You have got young Matamua, who I mentioned a number of times last year when he debuted. He's one to keep an eye on, too. I think he will be the 13 eventually in this side, but I'm not sure if he will be ready to take the reins in round one. We'll see what happens when Johnny Bateman arrives. It'll be pretty clear by their training pitches and whatnot where Bateman will be playing. So hopefully he arrives here very, very soon and we can see how that all plays out. But that's all the news from the last couple of days, guys, since we last got stuck into it. I haven't covered every single team there, obviously, because there hasn't been a heap of news. But once the trials start to roll in, I think we're going to see an absolute stack.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.